This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today graced Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations as a guest of honor in his capital, Male. President Dr. Mohamed Muizu warmly welcomed Mr. Modi to the celebrations. The ceremony began with a 21-gun salute and a guard of honor presented by the Maldivian Defense Forces. A spectacular military parade demonstrated the country's strength, discipline, and unity. The performances beautifully depicted the country's rich cultural traditions and its remarkable journey over the past 6 decades. The celebration concluded with Prime Minister Modi greeting officials and dignitaries. Later, the Prime Minister departed for home, marking the conclusion of his 2-day Maldives visit. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif today. The two leaders discussed the key pillars of the India-Maldives friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy, and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvathirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal today informed that India's Free Trade Agreement FTA with Oman is nearing completion. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the Commerce Minister added that India's FTAs with the US and European Union are also progressing well, while talks with New Zealand, Chile and Peru are ongoing too. He highlighted that these trade deals hold potential to explore technological partnerships and utilize India's strength in STEM. Mr. Goyal further noted that successful trade deals with developed nations in recent years reflects the growing relevance and importance of India on the global stage. He added that India's goods and services have high quality and cost competitiveness, which has made these deals possible. Kargil Vijay Diwas has been celebrated today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. The Bharatiya Janata Party today organized Kargil Vijay Diwas Samaroh at party headquarters in New Delhi today to remember the valor of the brave soldiers. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, along with Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth, attended the program. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is becoming self-reliant."
एक समय हमारे पास ब्रिक्स के सिवाय कोई और एयरक्राफ्ट नहीं था. आज रफेल है, फाइटर एयरक्राफ्ट्स हैं, 28 अपाचे अटैक हेलीकॉप्टर्स हैं, उसी तरीके से चिनूक चॉपर्स हैं, एयर स्पेस की मिसाइल्स हैं. तो आज हम आत्मनिर्भर होकर के तैयार हैं. एक समय में हमारे पास बुलेट प्रूफ जैकेट्स नहीं थी, हमारे पास फाइट करने के लिए असॉल्ट राइफल्स की कमी आ गई थी. आज भारत बुलेट प्रूफ जैकेट्स सिर्फ बना नहीं रहा है, सेल्फ सफिशिएंट नहीं है, अब भारत बुलेट प्रूफ जैकेट्स एक्सपोर्ट कर रहा है, दुनिया को दे रहा है, ये भी हमको समझना चाहिए.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the EIR news website and the news on EIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of EIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Minister of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In a ceremonial event held at Raj Bhavan, Panaji, veteran politician and former Union Minister, Mr. Pashupati Ashok Gajapati Raju, was today sworn in as the new Governor of Goa. Chief Justice of the Bombay High Court, Justice Alok Aradhe, administered the oath of office. In the fourth cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day 4, India were 42-2 in the second innings against host England when reports last came in. Earlier today, England were all out for 669 runs in the first innings at Old Trafford in Manchester, taking the lead of 311 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.